This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States remains on edge Tuesday after a seventh day of protests across the country against the death of an African-American man in the custody of a white policeman. An official finding of homicide has been announced in the death of George Floyd, who expired last week after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for more than 8 minutes while he was pinned to the ground in handcuffs and pleading that he could not breathe. The incident, captured on video, has sparked demonstrations in dozens of American cities, the most widespread outbreak of civil unrest in decades. President Donald Trump threatened on Monday to deploy U.S. military troops to cities to stop any further violent protests. Federal authorities fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse peaceful protesters outside the White House during Trump's remarks. Outrage is growing across the globe at the death of George Floyd. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said in Brussels that Floyd's death resulted from an abuse of power. He said, "Like the people of the United States, we are shocked and appalled by the death of George Floyd." But with chaotic protests erupting in dozens of U.S. cities for 7 nights in a row, Borrell emphasized that Europeans, in his words, support the right to peaceful protest. "And also we condemn violence and racism of any kind. And for sure," he continued, "we call for a de-escalation of tensions." Thousands of people marched in downtown Sydney, Australia's largest city, comparing Floyd's case to that of David Dungay, a 26-year-old Aboriginal man who died in a Sydney prison in 2015 while being restrained by 5 guards. Dungay also gasped just before he died that he could not breathe. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said the violent protests across the United States are an example of foreign governments applying a double standard when it comes to China's approach to quelling a year of anti-Beijing protests. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced last week that it no longer considers Hong Kong autonomous from China's autocratic rule after the mainland's rubber-stamp parliament approved a bill that would prevent and punish acts of what it called secession, subversion, or terrorism activities that threaten national security and allow Chinese national security organs to set up agencies in Hong Kong. With 1,300 American businesses operating in the financial hub, Lam warned the United States will be hurting their own interests, in her words, if the Trump administration suspends Hong Kong's preferential status that has made the city a top U.S. trading partner. Lam is expected to lead a delegation of senior Hong Kong officials to Beijing on Wednesday to present her views on the planned national security laws to Chinese government officials. The World Health Organization said Tuesday that COVID-19 is on a slow but steady decline in most of Western Europe, but remains on the rise in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe. Speaking to reporters via video conference from WHO headquarters in Geneva, spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris said the number of new cases in the West remains significant and the decline is slow. "New cases in Russia," she said, "along with other areas of Eastern Europe, are still on the rise." She said the latest figures show Russia to have 414,878 cases of infection, with 4,855 deaths. Harris was asked about a recent study in the city of Wuhan, China, where the virus is believed to have emerged in December. The study found that Chinese authorities were said to have tested nearly 10 million people and found only 300 mainly asymptomatic cases of COVID-19. She said much more research is needed globally to put this data into context. Rwanda says it will announce new restrictions on containing the coronavirus on Tuesday. It's a stark reversal of the country's plan days ago to ease restrictions, including motor vehicle travel throughout the country. Rwanda's latest move is linked to the East African country's first recorded death from the coronavirus and a surge in cases over the weekend. Rwanda recorded 11 new cases Saturday as the country's first person to die of the virus was laid to rest. Rwanda also decided to continue restrictions on motor vehicle travel between provinces and the city of Kigali in an effort to protect the public from the spread of the virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.